Well, hello, my beautiful people. How are ye? Are you doing good? Huh? So I want to talk about something today. One of my Patreons, one of my lovely Patreons, asked me to talk about being ill and the mental toll that it can take on your mind. And it spoke to me when I read it, because a few years back I suffered from an illness as well for about 2 years. And it was one of those illnesses that was a mystery for a long time. And, I had lots of tests done and my doctors couldn't find anything. And it all started while I was on vacation in a hot European country. And one night I was walking along the beach and all of a sudden this overwhelming fatigue set in. And I literally couldn't walk like 2 meters. I felt so weak and helpless. I thought I was going to die. But luckily for me, I was with my brother and he's a strong guy. And so he got me back to the hotel safely. And then the rest of the vacation was really weird, because like one day I was sick and the next day I was healthy. And I was there 2 weeks before any of this happened. And the thing is, I spent those 2 weeks running in the countryside, being very healthy, drinking lots of water, eating good food. And the country isn't known for, you know, anything, any exotic illnesses or anything like that. But when I finally got home and I went to the doctor and I explained my symptoms and that, he treated me for malaria and I was put on antibiotics and other drugs and I was told to rest. And it did lift after the treatment, but it was probably about 5 or 6 weeks later that it came back. And it continued for probably 2 years, I'm not too sure, maybe a year and a half. And sometimes I'd struggle to do anything at all. And other times I'd had energy and I was good, it was fine. But when I was struggling, it was really tough. And one of the hardest things about it was trying to explain to people what was going on, you know, to friends and my family. And I know that saying this right now is very familiar to a lot of you that are listening to this, that are sick and have experienced it. It's like it's impossible to jump into another person's body and experience what they're experiencing. And so it gets very lonely and you can kind of feel isolated and scared. And you even get the sense that people are looking at you like you're making it up, where you know that it's physical, you know what I mean? I know that resonates with some of you. And you can even start convincing yourself that it's all in your mind. It's all in your own mind that you're making it up. And sometimes people will actually promote that idea that it is in your mind. And they can kind of dismiss what you're going through. And it's such a very difficult and stressful thing. It really is. But a few years ago, a friend of mine got cancer. And she went through the same thing. And she was telling me that, like, she wasn't sure whether the symptoms were psychosomatic or whether they were physical. And people were, you know, pointing out, like, oh, it's probably all in your head and all that. And it is very stressful. It's very, very hard to handle and to explain. Because it seems like the more you try to explain it to somebody, the more they'll kind of, Yeah, I'd have given you the look as if to say you're making this up. But in my case, anyway, in the end, it turned out that it was malaria and it did take time to pass. And there was a lot of confusion in between that time as well. There was a lot of tests being done and that. But it was later confirmed to me by another doctor who examined all the bloods. And he just went through stuff more carefully and found that that's what it was. But it did give me an insight into what it's like to be very sick. Yeah. Like for a while, I was also suspecting chronic fatigue syndrome, which can happen to people who play a lot of sports and who are high energy. Just happens sometimes. And I found some cool experts online as well at the time who helped me with some of the mental aspects of what I was going through, even though it wasn't CFS. There was still a lot of stuff that aligned. So it was good. But One of the things I tried to do as much as possible was to change my thinking around my body. And what I began to reflect on was that my body had served me well since I was a child. And I also came to see that it was trying to help, it was trying to fight the virus. So I would have days when I was totally fatigued. I mean, I was really wrecked. Bait, as we say here. And I would just surrender to it. I would just listen to what my body said. And if that meant extra naps, then it was extra naps. And I worked around the guilt of that as well, you know. I worked around like having to spend more time in bed. And there is a sense of, like I said, a sense of like guilt that arises with that. You know, I'm so lazy. I should be doing this. Why is my body like that? Why me? And all this stuff can happen. So I started to just surrender to it, you know, just basically it's time to rest. I stopped arguing with my body. I stopped blaming it. And that was difficult at first. It is hard, especially when you're, you know, you've been someone that's so fit and healthy. It's hard to accept. But I began to trust it. I began to trust that something that's been around for, they say, over 300,000 years was a lot more intelligent than my mind thinks it is, you know? So, in essence, I called off the war. As in all the ways that my thoughts were attacking this amazing machine. And I don't mean that in a physical way either. I don't mean, like, it doesn't matter the way you look. I mean, if you know anything about the fitness industry, you can see people that look amazingly fit and they've got a six pack and they've got all these muscles, or, you know, they've got these slim waists and all that. And they can be extremely unhealthy inside, you know. I mean, I've experienced that myself. Like, there's been times when I've been in amazing shape and didn't feel good, and lesser shape and felt better, you know. So it's an illusion. But yeah, I just looked at the way my thoughts were attacking this amazing machine, which it is. And then I came to see that my body is innocent, you know, that your body is innocent, our bodies are innocent. Like, it doesn't want to make us sick. It didn't want me to have malaria. It didn't want me to be fatigued. It did want me to rest and to listen to it. It wanted to be my friend and to stop being angry at something that is apparently sending 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, keep me healthy. So it made no sense that it was working overtime to fix me. And I was acting like its angry boss, you know, demanding more and more. We all had an angry boss. We all know what an angry boss is. And we can be kind of like that. And if you notice about an angry boss as well, they tend not to understand your job, you know, the complexities, the difficulties. Like, you could speak to a waitress. I was a bartender for a while. And you could speak to a waitress and how difficult that job is. One of the most underappreciated jobs that anyone can do. It's so stressful. It's so hard to be on your feet all day long. And then you could have like a boss that's just not aligned with what you're going through, and it's hell. It is hell. And it's, you know, the boss is criticizing you, saying you should do this better, or you should clean this down more. You've got this table over there, and it's so much to juggle. And it looks like an easy job to people that are just sitting down in the restaurant eating, you know. And that's why I always, when I'm in restaurants, I really respect waitresses and waiters. I think it was Muhammad Ali that said, if you want to judge the character, judge them by the way they treat the waiter or the waitress, which is, you know. So if you see your body like that, if you see your body like a waiter or a waitress, something that's trying to serve you, and if you can see that those thoughts can be like that boss, demanding this and that when it's just trying to serve you and it's doing so much intelligent work that you're unaware of, just like the waitress is doing, that the boss is unaware of. He or she is just like keeping things together. They're the foundation of the restaurant, you know. But I saw that it was really doing its best. And even if it was failing sometimes, or what I thought was failing. It would seem to me like that I was attacking a very close friend who was doing everything they could to help me out. So after a while, I would just let it do what it wanted me to do. It was kind of like an intuition more than anything. And I started to notice then that there were like different helpful thoughts that were arising, that the negative stuff was kind of dropping away, even though it's still, you know, it's still a raise. But there was some interesting thoughts that were coming up, some like creative ideas, try this, or why don't you try that, or maybe it's this. Sometimes that can get a bit loopy, I know, I mean, what I mean by that is like you can loop thought about it, but some of it was so kind of, I remember taking cold showers, like really cold showers, when I felt sick and helpless. And they helped me so much as well, you know, they gave me sometimes 2 or 3 hours of life in me so I could get tasks done and that. And then later on I found Wim Hof, who some of you might know, he's the Iceman. And he discovered by submerging in cold water, like ice and that, that's very good for the immune system and for stress in the body. I think he discovered it after his wife died of cancer. You know, so it's the same kind of idea, like his story's a lot more, there's a lot more suffering in it, because when his wife died, he was searching for a way to, you know, to heal, and that's what arose in him. And my firm belief is that, like, like he didn't invent those methods, you know, they're around for a long time anyway, the breathing stuff and that he's developed since. But it just shows you that the body pushes you in a way that can help you if you're tuned into it. So that was very interesting to see that he endorsed these methods, and it was something that, you know, that really, really helped. So was my body prompting me to use the cold showers to help it? Probably. And then I found myself as well looking at different vitamins and buying different vitamins, which I rarely took. I've never really taken vitamins during my life, probably in energy drinks no more than anything, like. But then I started looking into vitamin A, zinc, B complex, and I was still doing checkups with my doctors, but they were baffled. You know, they did all the blood works. Like I think it was probably 4 or 5 blood tests in a year. And they were probably getting sick of seeing me as well, you know what I mean? But they were just baffled, and I think they were probably looking at me saying as well, this is, you know, something to do with a mental thing or something. But I knew it wasn't, you know, deep down I knew it wasn't, even though one thing will play into the other. I mean, that's just the way it happens, and I know, again, any of you that have been sick know that, you know. So one of the vitamins that really took my attention was vitamin B complex, and I remember the first time I took just 2, and it was like an hour later I felt so much energy like flowing through my body. It was crazy. But I put it down to placebo, you know. It wasn't just a placebo effect, it has to be. But then as time went on, when I kept taking the vitamins, I was getting healthier and healthier. Look, my tummy is rumbling now, so my intelligent body is telling me I'm hungry, which I am. It's midday and I haven't eaten yet. But yeah, when I was taking the vitamins, I was noticing I was getting healthier and healthier. So I did a little bit of research then. Just, you know, layman research. And I got interested in low vitamin B especially. And I saw that it doesn't show up on ordinary blood work. There's a different test, I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's a different test for it that they do. So when they test your B12 and the other B, I think B12 shows up okay, but it's maybe vitamin B1. It'll show up that it's fine, that the levels are fine. But when you do this test, so I think cobalt is in my mind, but that's, I think that's wrong. But there's a test anyway to find it. And when they find it, your levels can be actually very low, which is very interesting as well. And like for people here that are suffering from fatigue, it's something to get checked out. And I just came across that information myself, but it really like caught my attention, because as I said, when I was combining those vitamins, it was the B vitamins that were really like really doing their magic, you know. So Then, after about 3 months of after finding the vitamins and of treatment, I began to get healthy again. I was back training, I was walking, I was doing the things I loved, and the whole process was probably about 2 years, maybe like 20 months, 24 months, like that. But it was a very, very uneasy time, but luckily it resolved itself. And over the course of that, I really zoned into the mental side of illness as well. You know, I really looked at it, I really kind of paid attention to it. And I only listened to the kind thoughts. I started to ignore the negative ones, the ones that were just not about helping, but they were a hindrance, you know, these kind of, I call them like me thoughts, you know, why can't I get out of bed? Why is my body so sick? My body sucks. Everyone else is healthy. Look at all these people out there, look so good. They're all enjoying life. I'm stuck here. It was like, you know, it was constantly that. So I started listening to the more helpful ones, like relax, you're okay. You need to drink water. Maybe today you don't need to work as hard. Maybe the weekend you can relax more. And I think that was very helpful. So if you are suffering from illness, either long term or short term, one of the things that you can do is accept it on a mental level and trust that the super intelligence in your body, which is super, it really is. A little reading will inform you, and I'm sure a lot of you have done that anyway. Like, you know, its whole job is in trying to keep you alive, and there are millions and millions of cells doing that right now in any given moment, and we tend to take it for granted, don't we? Like, we don't even think about it for a second some days, most days. It's just doing its best to help you stay alive, to help you even while you sleep. And so giving it a bit of love and a bit of gratitude every now and again is probably a good idea. What would you think? Would you agree? Would you agree? And I'm fully aware, like, if you're suffering from something that's much more difficult, you know, a lot of this can be hard to digest, but it's very understandable, it is. And your body doesn't take offense anyway, but you can still work with your thinking around it. You know, so I'm just saying that I understand that there's some illnesses out there that are, you know, they're very, very hard. They are very hard. And my little insight into it is just prompting me to talk about it. Maybe something will help there, maybe it won't, I don't know. So right now, you can close your eyes if you wish and let your attention, or if you want to use another expression or phrase, your gentle focus drop down into your body, and I mean inside your body, okay? Where your heart is, where your tummy is. And notice how quiet everything gets. And don't even notice it, recognize it. Like, that's it. And you may also notice this gentle throbbing of life, like the heartbeat. It's like blood coursing through your veins. It's an aliveness, and it's a relaxation as well at the same time. It's life. And if love is anything, isn't it alive? So if you feel into it and be curious, it can lead to almost a sense of wonder. Because this is something that's alive, whether you're sick or you're healthy. It's alive and it's peaceful. And your mind might try to find reasons why this isn't true or whatever. But if you drop down and inside, if you get really intimate, you might notice the peace gets stronger and stronger. Because peace isn't flat, and it's not blank, it's alive. And when I would recognize that simple energy, it was so helpful when I was feeling ill. Because I noticed it never leaves, and it won't leave, it can't leave. And when you spend some time there, just like now, you'll notice less thoughts and more spaciousness. Because your body is very spacious inside. You'll find space and sensations. You'll feel your heartbeat. The more you relax into your body, the more your heartbeat slows, the more your breathing eases, and tension lifts away. And when you feel sick, you can try this instead of listening to your mind. Drop down and pay attention. And it feels good. Feels quiet and peaceful. I'm doing it now. Can you sense that? Doesn't matter what I'm talking about. Once your attention is in your body, you'll feel it. That'll put a smile in your face. If it puts a smile in your face, try to think badly about something and smile at me. So you can tune into your senses if you wish. Like if you're not visually impaired, get curious about the sense of sight. If you are visually impaired, use the sense of hearing. And come to see that the senses are so peaceful and magical. Look around the room you're in, or listen to the sounds if you can't look around. Where is the sound of my voice coming from? And where is it falling back into? You can spend time there when you're fatigued. It's kind of like meditation, but it's alive. Meditation can be difficult for people because they think it's all in the head, but it's not. Not at all. It's in the aliveness of the body. And it's there for anyone to do. Doesn't matter who you are. And if the mind is chattering, doesn't matter. Because you've come to your senses. Isn't that funny? That expression. Come to your senses. Feel into your body. Look through your eyes. Listen to the sound. And in the end, remember that your body is a friend who is doing its best for you. You can relax into it. You can call off the conflict and let the peace come forth. And anytime you feel it, just befriend it. And it might make things a lot easier on you. I hope this helps, my friend. I hope this helps.